Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a lawsuit against Kentucky Governor Beshear for targeting churches. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead to talk about this important case. Well, Maryville Baptist Church is located near Louisville, Kentucky, and it is a church pastored by Jack Roberts. Liberty Counsel filed a lawsuit against the Democratic governor, Andy Beshear, because of his express targeting of churches, no less on Easter Sunday. Let's look at some of the sequence of this, Holly, because it is absolutely outrageous. On Good Friday...
This is unbelievable.
On Good Friday, Governor Beshear stated that anybody who attended church on Sunday, this would include parking lot church services, Easter Sunday, that he would send the police force there, they would take down the license plates, and they would give them a notice of quarantine so that they would have to be quarantined for 14 days. This is just for attending
because they attended church.
Including those that stayed in their car for parking lot services. This was Good Friday. Now, Saturday afternoon, a federal judge in another case ruled against the Louisville mayor. The Louisville mayor actually threatened the same thing beginning on Thursday of that week to apply Governor Beshear's March 19 order. And he did the same thing. He threatened on Thursday and Friday that he would send out the police in Louisville and they would take down the license plates, and they would be issued notices of quarantine. Same exact thing that the governor said he would do, and he said he was applying the governor's order. So, a federal court on Saturday afternoon ruled in favor of a church called On Fire Christian Center, saying that the mayor's actions violated the First Amendment, targeting these churches and churchgoers on Easter. It was a very well-written opinion by a Trump appointee. And he mentions in there the comments by the governor. Now, the governor wasn't a defendant in that case, but it was a shot across the governor's bow. Because if what the mayor is doing is unconstitutional, it's not constitutional for you to do the same thing.
Right.
But what did he do? Easter Sunday came. And what happened? He sent two state troopers to Maryville Baptist Church just outside of Louisville. They took down the numbers of every car, and they gave notices of quarantine on every vehicle. And these include the vehicles who were parked there in their car for parking lot services. In fact, it even included a media truck that happened to come to the church to cover what was happening.
Of course, they didn't go inside the church.
No.
Where there was a small gathering of people, you know, spread out appropriately
in a 700-seat sanctuary
with sanitation and all the proper protocol. But they put these notices on their cars just for being in a church parking lot. Now, if they'd been on the street in a Home Depot, that wasn't an issue. But because they were in a church parking lot, that was the issue.
Within a mile, these people could have driven before or after church, during church, didn't matter. They could have driven that same morning because we have actual photographs of these other businesses. They could have gone to a liquor store. They could have gone to a Home Depot. They could have gone to a Kroger's grocery store. They could have gone to a Kmart or a Walmart, all within a very short distance of this church.
And all of which have more people inside than this church had.
Yeah, the parking lots were jammed that Sunday morning in these other commercial operations. The insides were full of people, not social distancing. So all of these church members could have driven to those parking lots. They could have parked and jammed the parking lot, and they could have turned on the radio and listened to a church service online.
But did those people in the shopping center parking lots get notices?
No, not
a
single
not.
One. But because these cars were in a church parking lot on Easter, they got notices. Then the governor on Thursday of that week followed up with a letter from the governor requiring that they and anyone who was an occupant of that vehicle and anyone that they came in contact with go into self-quarantine for 14 days. It also said, for example, that you could not travel out of the state unless you got permission. You couldn't use any other public transportation, buses, any other kinds of things. You couldn't do any other transportation at all. You were not allowed to travel outside of the county in which you reside. You had to sign this form, and the form agreed that you would go into self-quarantine and, Holly, that you would take your temperature at a prescribed time every day and report your findings to the County Board of Health.
Talk about controlling people here, Matt. This is unbelievable. And you had to get approval to go anywhere.
Anywhere. And it was unbelievable. And these are people, my friend, what did they do? They traveled to a church on Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
A few of them went inside the church. The officers never went inside the church, so they don't know what it looked like. They don't know how far apart these people were. They were far apart in a 700-seat sanctuary, a small number of people, a fraction of the people that would be in that sanctuary. And then the others were out in the parking lot, where the loudspeakers were being broadcast to the parking lot for the parking lot Easter church service. And some people, of course, as they were in the cars for the parking lot service, they drove off as they saw the officers going from car to car, putting these notices of violation on them. So, yeah, they want them to sign this form and report to the government health board every day at a certain time. These people don't have symptoms. They don't have any problem. The only reason why they got these notices was because they went to a church. So we filed a federal lawsuit Friday late in the day on behalf of the Maryville Baptist Church. Now, friends, I know that there have been different people on different sides of the issue. And some people have had the immediate reaction, churches ought to just simply close to protect the health and safety of everyone else. Let's think about that for a minute. Nobody is wanting to put anybody in risk, harm's way. No one is wanting to have anyone catch the coronavirus or anything else. No one. I know of no pastor, no church willing to do that. Why are we so easily able to accept that liquor stores can stay open and you can jam the parking lots and you see them jammed? That Home Depot, that Joann's Fabrics, where you can go in and get some fabrics, that other places where you can go get some picture frames or garden hoses or potted plants or rose bushes. Why is it that all those are fine and
considered essential?
Yeah, and people don't have a problem going there and parking in the parking lot, going inside. Many people don't. And yet the automatic knee-jerk reaction is, by many, churches ought to close. Look, parking lots in Home Depots, Kroger's, any kind of grocery store, liquor stores, there is no First Amendment right to even exist. There's no First Amendment guarantee to exist. Mm. But there is a First Amendment to the United States Constitution, the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights. And what does it say? That the government cannot interfere with the free exercise of religion, and that the government cannot establish a religion. Now, if the government can say you have a sanctuary of 1,000 and they can say, well, you can only have 250 now. Oh, no, we changed our minds to 100. Oh, I'm sorry, it's 50. No, we are reducing it now to 10 people. Oh, no, New Mexico says 5 people. Oh, you can't have a parking lot service, but you can park in the Home Depot. Or in one county, you can only use percussion instruments, no wind instruments, to do your online service when you broadcast from your church. Or in one state, pastors, you can't even travel to the church to do the online service from your sanctuary.
And they come up with these without any scientific backing to
and they just do it.
Support
they
it.
Just do it.
They just decide.
Look, this is way beyond what the Constitution provides.
Yeah.
The Constitution doesn't get eliminated. There's no pause button during a time of crisis, even the coronavirus. It stays in existence. Governor of New Jersey was asked, how do you square the restrictions on churches with the First Amendment, the Constitution? And he said, I never thought about it That's above my pay grade. No, I'm sorry. You swore an oath to defend the constitutions of your state and the United States of America, and that constitution has not disappeared. What we have to do is balance the constitutional right with protecting health and safety. But that doesn't mean that the government can say only 10 people, only 5 people, only parking lot churches are banned, no inside. They can't do that. They've crossed the line. Pray for this case, because now they've literally targeted churchgoers on Easter Sunday. And the consequences are catastrophic. Some people have even already lost their jobs over this because they've got this notice of quarantine. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.